All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, talking to you from New York City on this, the second day of November 2021. I want to thank each of you for listening to this show, making it one of the more popular shows on the Voice America Business Channel. Also encourage you to send along whatever comments you have about this show to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com, questions4taylor@gmail.com. We do want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. Sponsors for today's show, Novo Resources, El Oro Resources, Hannon Metals, Labrador Gold Corp, Lion One Metals, SK Mining Corp, and Firefox Gold. Before I begin talking about today's show, I want to remind you that on November 12th and 13th, the Metals Investor Forum is meeting in person in Vancouver for the first time since the breakout of the COVID-19 pandemic. To attend this two-day event in Vancouver, which is free of charge, go to the Metals Investor Forum website, that's metalsinvestorforum.com, and simply submit your name and email. This event will also be available to you virtually as it was during the pandemic. But again, to access it virtually or to attend in person, you need to go to metalsinvestorforum.com to sign up. I've titled today's show, The Most Undervalued Equity Market Sector. Well, surprisingly, that's gold and silver miners. John Rubino, Gwen Preston, and Eric Coffin are returning today. And just this morning, Dr. Quentin Henning agreed to come on the show today to talk about a couple very exciting drill results for a couple of very exciting companies, I should say, namely Lion One Metals and El Oro Resources. Both of those, of course, are sponsors to this show. So Quentin will be with me in just a couple of minutes from now to give us an update on what these latest drill results mean. For the first time since the 1970s, wage inflation is just beginning to spiral upwards as supply chain problems, pandemic lockdowns, as well as guaranteed income and all manner of other socialist stay-at-home programs are serving to boost the leverage of labor in America, not seen since the 1970s. After the 1970s, the ruling elite decided they could break the backs of labor through globalization and offshoring higher-priced jobs to Mexico, China, or other third-world countries. But now all that is changing at this time. Hourly wages are surging higher, and as John Rubino will note in the second half of today's show, we are seeing a huge number of worker strikes and work stoppages across the country. If I'm right in believing that the cost of living is just starting to rise, and that unlike in 1980, the Fed will be unable to allow rates to rise to market levels, but will instead add monetary fuel to the fires of inflation, then rising inflation will likely provide an excuse for labor to ask for still more higher wages, potentially leading to a spiraling of inflation, even something more akin to hyperinflation. Those and related topics, again, we'll be discussing with John Rubino. And also, we'll talk to John a little bit about the gold and silver mining industry, which is really doing well. We're not seeing it in the share prices necessarily, but we're seeing it in the balance sheets and the income statements of the gold and silver producers. So we'll be talking to John about that in the second half of today's show. And right after our first commercial break, I will be speaking with Eric Coffin and Gwen Preston, who will be joining me and other newsletter writers at the Metals Investor Forum. And they'll be with me in just a few minutes after our first commercial break. Both Eric and Gwen they always have some, I think, very valuable insights about the markets, and they have always some interesting companies that they're following, so I hope you'll stick around to hear what they have to say right after we go to break. But right now, I'm really happy to tell you that Quentin Henning is with me to talk about Lion One Mines and El Oro Resources. Thanks for joining me, Quentin.
Always a pleasure, Jay.
Really good to have you, and thank you so much on such short notice for being available to us. Lion One Metals, they had a market cap around $134 million in U.S. money, selling at a mere 86 cents earlier this morning, and I made sure after I saw the news release that I added a few shares to my portfolio. The headline number announced in the news this morning was 33.4 grams of gold over 3.9 meters coming from that company's Alkaline Gold Project, which you are really have been an advisor to the company on. But what can you tell us about these latest results, and just sort of give us an overview of the project in general, if you would?
Certainly. Look, the Tuvati project is in Fiji. It's part of the, you know, the Circumpacific Ring of Fire, as they say. It is a gold deposit that's generated by magmatism, you know, volcanism that occurred about 4 million years ago. And in particular, the volcanism here, the magmas had a lot of alkaline metal dissolved in them, and these alkaline-rich magmas tend to carry a lot of gold. So when they come up and they start to cool and solidify, they expel the fluids during the late stages, the waning stages of emplacement. They inject those fluids up into cracks and fissures in the ground above and can produce some very, very high-grade gold deposits. This is really one of several that are found around this region. You've got Vaticolo, which is nearby, is about a 7 million ounce mined deposit. You got the Porgera deposit over in New Guinea, very similar. Lahir, very similar. These are just gems when it comes to gold endowment.
And they have a pretty good resource, and they're planning to go into production at some point. Here, I think they're working on it. They're actually doing some drilling from underground and preparing, I think, for mining, at least for test mining. But as I understand it, Quentin, these are deeper, higher grade holes. And in fact, I think the company gave an estimate of an increase in resources, something like 25%. Maybe it's too early to say that for sure. But is it getting richer? And would you expect that at depth here?
Yeah, just to clarify a bit, look, the existing resource extends from surface down maybe about 400 meters below surface. Uh-huh. And these drill holes that have been drilled here recently, starting back in July of 2020, are targeting a much higher grade feeder structure below the existing resource. So this new drilling has not been included in an updated resource, but it is very exciting to see. If you look, you know, they've extended gold down, I believe, 720 meters below surface at this point, which basically extends the deposit something like 53% greater depth than previously. You know, that's a great outcome. They're seeing higher grades in this area, so you're seeing a weighted average grade about 23 grams per ton in this lower high-grade mineralization. You know, it's exciting because this is just the beginning. I think there's going to be other structures down there, but, you know, they're very focused on what they call this 500 structure, which is turning into a real gem. And these kind of structures can make a huge difference once it goes time for mining. You know, if they were to access this, you know, think about those kind of grades. There's very few mines on the planet that have that kind of grade.
And these things can extend to considerable depth below that current level of drilling?
Yes. Alkaline systems such as this are known to go down, you know, 1,200, 1,500 meters easily. Right now, they're about half that distance. So I think the thing is warming up as it's going down, and that the best indication for that is coming from the grade that we see in this structure. Again, 23 grams per ton weighted average is considerably higher. It's almost three times higher than the resource grade above.
And there are also some other surface targets that are part of this same system, presumably, right?
That's correct. The company does have one of its drills operating on new targets around the Navalawa Caldera. They've been drilling at Banana Creek, which is about 3.5 kilometers northeast of the Tuvatu resource. Now they're drilling in an area between Banana Creek and Tuvatu. There will be, you know, some news around those drill holes over the next few months. Interestingly, the company has increased its activity. It's got 6 rigs operating, but it's also doing underground sampling and stuff. And they're also doing a resampling program of historic core. So funny enough, they are seeing a huge inflow of samples right now. The lab has a backlog of about 3,000 samples. It is in the lab. But, you know, it's a good thing because they have a lot of good results in the queue.
Yeah, they have an on-site lab.
That's correct. Yep.
Yeah. All right. So they're not held back like a lot of other companies. Well, that's a gold story. And I know that you've been very bullish on this project, this alkaline deposit. You've identified it as such and have noted that these things can get to be real world-class deposits. We have to see what happens. But certainly the news that came out today is very, very positive. Okay, let's talk about El Oro Resources, a market cap of $188 million in U.S. money. Today, and they announced drill results into the there's a series of these breccia pipes that are mineralized with silver tin polymetallics, but heavily in silver and tin. Very unique deposit and very, very large with a whole number of these breccia pipes. And they talked today about the Santa Barbara breccia pipe as well as the central breccia pipe. But the headline number was 100 grams of silver equivalent over 188.5 meters. From the Santa Barbara pipe. Give us an update on this project, if you would, Quentin, in a couple of minutes.
Yes, look, the company has identified what is likely going to end up being a world-class silver-tin polymetallic deposit, much like the Potosí deposit, which is a few tens of kilometers north of here. Okay, this region in Bolivia is known for these deposits. It's unusual to see such high silver, tin, and other metals all combined together, but these are just absolutely hands-down world-class deposits. The results today out of the Santa Barbara breccia pipe, the hole that was released, is from their resource target area that they've set their sights on. They're basically going to drill an initial resource in and around the Santa Barbara pipe that is in an area that I believe now is about 2 kilometers long from north to south and about 600 meters, 500 or 600 meters wide and about 600 meters deep. It's exciting to see continued results like this. I mean, think about 100 gram silver equivalent amounts to, you know, in gold terms, say, is about 1.35, 1.4 gram gold equivalent. Well, this is 188 meter intercept. Yeah. You know, these are crazy kind of numbers. Like, there's a lot of dollar value in this rock. Now, they did also have results from the central breccia pipe. They've done drilling at central breccia, but they've decided to focus the initial resource where they have the most drilling at Santa Barbara. But nonetheless, central also delivered some results, mainly higher tin values. The central breccia is clearly shaping up to be a high tin porphyry. Type system. So they have, you know, I believe there was like 12 meters of 0.55% tin or something, which is great because, you know, this is really one of the first primary tin discoveries on planet Earth in many, many years. So this could be a very important deposit as tin prices are clearly going to remain elevated for the foreseeable future. I think tin is trading close to $40,000 a metric ton right now. Wow. It's an amazing discovery. They're steadily seeing results come through like this. Bill Pearson said recently that they're going to include drill holes through November, I believe now, to encompass that bigger area in their initial target. It will take a bit of time to get all the assays back and then establish a resource. But I would say sometime next year, I don't know if it's Q1 or Q2, but they should have what I think will be a very robust resource around this exciting story.
Well, I'd like to talk to you sometime about the tin markets because it's something I'm not that familiar with. I guess I need to do a bit of research on it since it's becoming such an important part of this project.
I did my dissertation on tin, of all things.
Well, then I guess we can just go to you then, perhaps, and for a fee, I suppose. But I'm only kidding. But you certainly deserve fees for all the work you do, and want to thank you very much on such short notice for being available to us today, Quentin. Thank you. It's very, very important to our listeners. So thank you very much.
Anytime.
All right, folks, we do have to go to break now, but don't go away because Gwen Preston and Eric Coffin will be with me, talk about some of their top exploration stories and what their thoughts are about the precious metals market. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Firefox Gold is actively exploring in Finland, where recent discoveries have sparked a new gold rush. Firefox controls a major portion of a prospective gold belt, giving the company a distinct advantage for exploration and strategic partnerships. The company's strong international leadership team, combined with its Finland-based exploration specialists, will put Firefox on the crest of the coming wave of gold discoveries. Firefox Gold trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol FFOX. Go to firefoxgold.com to subscribe for updates.
SK Mining Corp, trading under the symbol ESK on the TSX Venture and ESKYF on the OTCQB, is a mineral exploration company targeting precious metals, rich VMS deposits in the heart of British Columbia's Golden Triangle. SK Mining controls a prospective land package totaling 130,000 acres, which lies across a geologic trend that once hosted the prolific SK Creek Mine. With a world-renowned geological team, funding in place, and shareholders such as Eric Sprott, SK Mining is on the cusp of a world-class discovery. Go to skmining.com to subscribe for updates.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.